Philadelphia Phonograph Company of New York and Paris.
After the din of the battle's roar, just at the close of day, wounded and bleeding upon the field, two dying soldiers lay. One held a ringlet of thin gray hair, one held a lock of brown, bidding each other a